to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. And so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And obviously, I want to start off right now with a message to any of our listeners who are in the Gulf states right now. It is a mess there. They're expecting 2 feet of rain. They're expecting possible flooding, possible levee collapses. Tropical Storm Barry is strengthening. They're expecting it to become a hurricane over the weekend. Some parts of the Gulf states are already underneath a hurricane watch. Louisiana has declared a state of emergency. And there are many areas where there are now mandatory evacuations. And so if somebody knocks on the door and says, you got to get out of here, you'd better listen to them. This is going to be a bad one. And I was just over at the NOAA website looking at the predicted storm track. This is going to go right up that Mississippi Valley and it's going to reach right across Tennessee, even into Indiana. And so it's a nasty one. So please keep an eye out. You know, keep your radio turned on. Listen to the news channels and just make sure that you're all going to be safe. And because it is going to be a nasty one. It really will be. All right. So let's get in and talk a little bit about Jeff Epstein. This story is not going away. There's more and more stuff coming on out. Some of it's nonsense. They're trying to junk up the discussion with all kinds of nonsensical stuff. It's jamming. Just like in World War II, where they would jam legitimate radio broadcasts with bogus radio broadcasts. And today they do it on the computer here. So anyway, Jeff Epstein's lawyers have entered a proposal for a bail package, and that would allow Jeff Epstein to stay out of jail pending his trial, and they're saying he will live in home detention in his plush Upper East Side mansion, which is one of the largest residences in Manhattan. It's valued at $77 million. Now, they're going to put him under electronic monitoring by GPS. He has to post a substantial personal recognizance bond secured by his Manhattan home. In other words, if he breaks that bond, he will lose that $77 million mansion. Of course, he's a billionaire. You know, it's, to him, that's not that much money. Now, prosecutors are saying Epstein needs to be detained without bail until his trial, and the bail hearing is set for Monday. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and what strings are being pulled to get Epstein out of the jail and possibly out of the country as well, because there's a lot of people do not want him in that court talking about what's going on. Okay, getting on back to the statement released by Bill Clinton's spokesperson, Bill Clinton claimed he knew nothing about Epstein's crimes and said that he really didn't start, you know, talking with Epstein until 2002. Unfortunately, Fox News has uncovered evidence showing that President Bill Clinton dined with Jeff Epstein back in 1995. Now, let's be fair here. It could be that Bill Clinton is having a senior moment here. Okay. As far as his not being aware of what was going on, one of the other things Bill Clinton's spokesman said is that he was never on the Lolita Express. We know that the pilot logs that were entered as evidence back in 2008 show that he was on there. And a photograph has surfaced of Bill Clinton hugging an underage Rachel Chandler on the Lolita Express. So he's been caught in yet another lie here. Now, back in 2016, Jeff Epstein sent Bill Clinton $3.5 million from a Swiss bank account. This is all leaked by a whistleblower. And apparently back then, this was such a problem. Hillary Clinton actually considered not running for president because of the embarrassing revelation that would emerge regarding Bill Clinton's dealings with Jeff Epstein. Of course, she went ahead and ran anyway and lost. And then, of course, you have these sworn statements from Virginia Roberts, the woman who claimed she was a teen sex slave forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, and also included the allegation she saw Bill Clinton on Epstein's Orgy Island. And she said, she asked Jeffrey Epstein, what's Bill Clinton doing here? And he kind of laughed it off and said, well, he owes me a favor. Now, Alan Dershowitz, I guess, is concerned that something is going to come on out because he's now admitting he got a massage at the Orgy Island. But he's insisting it was from this old, old Russian woman, and he kept his underwear on. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Because Epstein isn't the sort to keep old, old women of any kind around. In fact, there was one of the stories that came on out where one of his young lady friends on her 19th birthday, he basically kicked her out because all of a sudden she was too old for him. So I'm not buying that. And the only reason Dershowitz came out with that right now is possibly to head off another revelation. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, there's an interesting little article that's came out of Natural News, and it's talking about how corporate media covered up for Jeff Epstein. And this goes back to Vicki Ward, who wrote an article on Jeff Epstein for Vanity Fair. And this was around the time Epstein was running the sex trafficking rings. And apparently Vanity Fair edited her piece and took out all mention of the island and the girls and to basically, you know, not damage Epstein. And Ward is saying that she uncovered many concrete, irrefutable examples of strange businesses, and it became clear Epstein was most certainly not who and what he claimed to be. And apparently when she was interviewing him, that he seemed obsessed with the question about, you know, what do you have on the girls? What do you have on the girls? Didn't seem all that concerned about questions about his suspicious business activities, but he was definitely obsessing, what do you have about the girls? Anyway, after she filed the piece with Vanity Fair, she was told that Graydon Carter was cutting the testimony of Maria Farmer, her mother and her sister from the piece, erasing all mention of these women who came forward with their stories of abuse. So even back then, corporate media was covering up for the rich and powerful. Funny how they didn't do that in the case of Michael Jackson. Anyway, Epstein's little private island, St. James, is very close to another much larger island called St. Thomas, and apparently quite a few of the staff that takes care of Epstein's home are boated over from there. Now, they're all required to sign these very long non-disclosure agreements, but people whisper, and apparently it was an open secret on St. Thomas what was going on. Everybody there was calling it Pedophile Island. And they're a little bit ashamed about it. But so the stuff tends to get out. Now, of course, Alex Acosta is still trying to figure out some way that he can justify that sweetheart non-prosecution plea bargain back in 2008. And apparently, former Palm Beach County State's Attorney Barry Krischer says that Acosta's account of the 2008 plea arrangement his office got with Epstein is completely wrong. He says Acosta is trying to rewrite history. Now, when Acosta had his press conference yesterday, I think it was, he vehemently defended the deal to serve just 13 months in county jail, saying that Krishner would have let Epstein walk otherwise. And Kushner has now come out and say, no, absolutely not. There was a 53-page indictment that deserved to be prosecuted. So Acosta is out there trying to put the blame on somebody else right now here. Apparently, there was this letter from Acosta's assistant U.S. attorney to Epstein's attorney, basically indicating that Acosta's team literally bent over backwards for Epstein. And there was a letter that came back from Epstein's attorney thanking Acosta for not talking with any of the abuse victims, for not naming them publicly, for working to keep it out of the media here. And as a result, Epstein got this deal. He pled guilty to these state-level charges. He served 13 months in a county jail. And it wasn't even really full-time. He had to sleep at the county jail at night, but he was allowed to leave on work release 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So Acosta has a lot to answer for here. So I think we had a caller who called in yesterday about this, along with Acosta cutting Epstein this sweetheart deal over pedophilia. Apparently, he's also cutting the budget for sex trafficking. And since coming to office, Acosta has attempted to dramatically cut the budget for government efforts to combat child sex trafficking. He's cut it by about 80%. That's 80%, according to The Guardian. Now, Trump said it as a matter of policy for the administration that child sex trafficking was going to be dealt with. And here you have Acosta basically undermining it using the power of the purse. All right, we're going to have to do a correction on a correction because we had somebody who wrote in yesterday and said that the Stephen Hawking that was reported to have been on Epstein's Orgy Island wasn't the physicist, but was this very famous Olympic gold medal winning Australian athlete. Well, as it turns out, yes, it was the physicist, Stephen Hawking. And photos have surfaced of Hawking at Epstein's Island. And pictures show him at a barbecue on Little St. James. And here's the cool part. He took a boat and a submarine tour of the seabed off the island. And this is the cool part. I don't like Jeff Epstein. I think he's a slime ball. Very nice here. Epstein paid for the submarine to be modified so that Professor Hawking could get into it. Hawking had never been underwater before. So that must have been a real, real treat for him. And Jeffrey got a lot to answer for, but you get an atta person for that one. You definitely get an atta person for that one. Okay, former Democratic New York Assemblyman Dov Hickend, or Hickend, relying on the recent precedent in a ruling against Donald Trump, filed a lawsuit against Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for blocking it on Twitter. Now, Tuesday, a federal appeals court ruled that the president is not allowed to block people on the social media platform because his account amounts to a public forum and is therefore protected by free speech under the First Amendment. And so the New York Assemblyman has now filed a lawsuit against Alexandria. Well, here's the can of worms they've opened up here. The big argument that you have from corporate social media as to why the First Amendment doesn't apply to what we post on Facebook or Google or YouTube is they're private businesses. They're not subject to the Bill of Rights. Well, so's Twitter. Twitter's a private company. This judge just opened up a huge can of worms to say that, yes, corporate social media is a public forum and the First Amendment does apply. And it really should apply because they are public forums. And they have become a major, major part of how America communicates with each other. And right now we're seeing all these abuses where there's this well filtering going on. Conservatives being filtered out, vaccine criticism is being filtered out, concerns about GMO being filtered out. Probably they're starting to filter out doubts about human-caused global warming. It's all the official story, all the official story. Okay, we're going to do a phone call now from Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, I must say your listeners have a great understanding and knowledge of what's going on in Donald Trump's head and heart. Yesterday, I believe it was James in Tokyo, said that he spoke to Donald Trump's best friend, and he told James that Donald Trump was a good man and a tough guy. So, you know, that's all I need to hear. I think we should name Trump president for life.
I don't think so.
It's becoming a joke. James is a good guy. I like his phone calls. He's always very insightful. But I think that was just, it wasn't worthy of one of his, Donald Trump. Yeah, it wasn't worthy of one of his phone calls. But Mike, I just wanted to leave you with this. I think you're a much better person than I am. Because I have no sympathy for Angela Merkel. If she is sick, if she is ill, this may be, who knows, a campaign to gain sympathy from the many Germans who hate her guts, the many Europeans who hate her guts. But here's a woman who is all in on the Kalergi plan to transform the demographics of Europe's population. She brought in these hordes, millions, at least a million migrants into Germany, and sat back and did nothing while these same migrants, many of them, committed horrible, horrible crimes against the German people. And then her government then ordered the media in Germany not to reveal the ethnicity of these perpetrators. So I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for this woman. The sooner she leaves this earth, the better we all will be.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm very nervous about saying anybody leaving the earth here. And like I said, that's a function of my age here and the fact that I went to far too many funerals this last year. I don't agree with what Merkel is doing. I disagree with her politically. As far as her faking this medical situation to try and win votes, that's going to backfire on her because it's basically going to be another reason for Germans to vote her out of office. Because they're going to see her as weak and infirm and possibly not able to sustain the stresses and strains of the job.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, last thing. You mentioned at the end of yesterday's show, the cartoonist Garrison was invited to the White House. He was actually disinvited.
Yes, now he's been disinvited over claims that he's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, he did a cartoon, rather good, I may say, with showing Rothschild as the chief puppet master, below Rothschild, Soros, and then below Soros, the U.S. military.
Yeah, and it was a good cartoon, but of course it was denounced as, you know, oh, it's anti-Semitic, and Trump caved in on that and disinvited him, which I think is a horrible insult and an injustice.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Joe from Tennessee, Trump's chief backer, what he thinks about that. You know, these are the people that supported Trump in 2016, but I guess
Ben Garrison was right out there at the forefront, you know, with his cartoons. He was a major force in favor of Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
Trump has just shown a tremendous amount of ingratitude by doing this.
Absolutely. Oh, and one last thing, Mike. I really like Art from Canada. I believe that's his name, Art from Canada. He has some good things to say. But Art, enough with the Islam. I'm sick of it. Focus on the real enemy, Art, Zionism. That is the real enemy, the real evil ideology of this world, not Islam. Islam is just being used by the Zionists. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And by the way, it's Al in Canada, and Art is off the grid here. Okay, interestingly enough, we got to take a break for commercials. Interestingly enough, we'll be right back after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
To our show here, and once again, Republic Broadcasting needs you. And they need your help. We don't have corporations supporting us. We don't have grants given to us by shadowy NGOs, which is why we have the freedom to tell you what we think the truth is. So if you can help out, please do. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here, starting with Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, concerning Jeffrey Epstein. For one, I got a look at that building he put up over there. It looks like a temple down in his island.
Yes.
And I got to admit, it's tacky. I mean, if you got all those billions of dollars, please, if you're going to build a temple to sacrifice children, in or for your sex rituals. Make it at least classy and aesthetic. You know,
well, we don't know what the temple was for. I mean, that's, you know, one of the bits of bogus information that's being floated around, that it was a Satanist temple and they were doing sacrifices. Epstein is a devout Jew, and he may have just felt he wanted some place, you know, to do his prayers in. In any event, it's been torn down.
Yeah, well, obviously he's aesthetically challenged, because that is just the tackiest looking building. I've seen better looking Dairy Queens than that thing. It's really a hideous building.
I don't recall ever seeing a Dairy Queen with a golden dome on top. I've got to be very honest with you about that.
But golden domes really are just, they're kind of out. Ask the Romans how to do a dome. They'll do it right for you. All right,
yes.
Please. If you're going to do it. Now, listen, part of this, when I analyze this, I got to be honest. There's a bit of a white supremacy element here, in the sense that these men are all conspiring or whatever they're up to, and they're flying to a remote island. And it's basically for white young ladies, because if you just go a little east, you know, or a west actually of that island, right there is the Dominican Republic, and you know, like guys like Menendez and Rush Limbaugh, remember,
yeah,
caught with his Viagra at the airport, seem to go on their little sex junkets there, but probably not with white girls. Likewise, lots of sailors and the rest of the people in the world, they go to Thailand as for the mecca of men with erectile function, going on sex junkets and looking for young women at their disposal. So I think there's an element that harkens back to like the early 1900s white sex slavery kind of myth being brought up out of this. And it seems like there's a thing for the blonde young girls down there.
Yes. Well, that appears to be Epstein's personal taste.
Yeah, and what I find disturbing about these guys, and really, it's stupid. It's really stupid, because listen, what you can do is, if you like girls who are very young, right, you can,
yeah,
find yourself an 18-year-old girl who is smaller and slight of frame. You know, and she'll look like, because there are 18-year-old girls who look like they're 13, and then there are 13-year-old girls who look like they're 18. So there really is something mentally ill about these guys, why they just didn't arrange to have 18-year-old girls. And, you know, if you want to hand them a lollipop and put pigtails on them, do that and pretend, but just do it legally. And as far as I know, I believe Epstein's Island falls under U.S. Jurisdiction because it's part of the U.S. Virgin Islands. So it's within American territory.
And well, Here's the problem. If, in fact, Epstein was running a blackmail operation, then fixing up all these world leaders and politicians with 18-year-old girls, it's not that effective a leverage, especially when you're dealing with somebody like Bill Clinton, who basically was attacking everything female that crossed his path, you know. But if you have photos and videos of somebody having sex with a provable underage girl, that is a very, very powerful motivator, shall we say.
That's true, but you would think these guys, especially the Dershowitzes and the Clintons who went to law school, one of the first things you would do and know about law is who you can date and where you can date and where it's legal to have intercourse with ladies and what age group. You know, and that's what's despicable about these guys never letting their guard down. And this goes from Menendez.
Well, I think they were all morons for showing up in the first place here. Anyway, listen,
yeah.
Paul, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, yes, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today, Mike? How am I coming in?
You're coming in just fine.
I was listening yesterday. I saw Fred from Arizona called in and agreed with me that the Democrats are forcing you to vote for Trump. Well, the Hegelian dialectic or something. As far as Epstein goes, this is classic, right out of the book of Jewish mafia extortion. You could probably read about this in Viktor Ostrovsky's book, By Way of Deception, Thou Shalt Do War. You know, it's legal in Israel to hold a woman for prostitution against her will. I hope you know that.
I was not aware of that.
That is true. This has got Maxwell's daughter involved. I read the book on Maxwell. Maxwell got rich by stealing all the scientific journals out of Germany after World War II. That's where he made his initial bread money. So Epstein, the name Epstein in the Jewish community is a criminal name. You got Brian Epstein that took 5 years to put him in prison for killing that girl in his foyer in California.
Yeah,
Baruch Epstein killed all those. But a Major Epstein in New York, who's a mafia, a lawyer to the mafia, that we don't hear about in the media, that is a criminal name. I guarantee you, this guy is allegedly ends up dead. I want to see the body. I want to see the blood dripping from his neck, because he'll be roasting, he'll be barbecuing with Ariel Sharon on the Mediterranean, along with Bernie Madoff. You really think Bernie Madoff is in an American prison? I don't. And I don't think Bernie
Madoff. Apparently he was there long enough to get into a fist fight with Jonathan Pollard and get a nice black eye.
I'm just saying is, and another thing is, Michael Collins Piper claims that Jack Ruby whisked away to Israel and died in Israel. So we don't have an extradition treaty with these people. And I would just like to see who gets hung on this deal. Are these people that are going to get in trouble over this? Are they the peaceniks? Are these the people that don't want to go to war against Iran? This is an Israeli operation. Mark my words. I'm pretty right about this stuff. But this all of a sudden pops up a month after we don't go to war with Iran. So we'll see how this plays out. But don't believe any of this crap that somebody killed Epstein or he hanged. If he gets in prison, people in prison are going to want favors from him. Nobody's going to kill him. And these aren't little children. These ain't 6 and 7 year olds. These are Brooke Shield type women. 12 and 13 and 14 year old girls who, would do something to a donkey on the Sunset Strip for a screen test. That's who these girls are, okay? These are
some of them are, but let's be honest, a lot of them were runaways, a lot of them were homeless, and they were basically picked up and groomed by Epstein's pimp.
You got to be, if you're homeless, Mike, you're circulating high in a group of people that, you know, not even rich kids from ordinary cities can't get close to. Okay, so I'm just saying, in my opinion, this is a full-blow Israeli operation, and don't believe anything you hear about Epstein getting killed.
Well, Israel may well be involved, but I would not rule out the participation of the CIA.
Well, either way, this is classic mafia extortion. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. The previous caller spoke about the Jewish mafia. It kind of reminded me of the Purple Gang. Wasn't the Purple Gang put out a contract out on Joe Kennedy Sr.?
I don't remember that far back. They may have. I honestly do not know.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah, but the reason why I'm calling is I read that Japan sent a space station to the moon. I would like to know when is going to be the next manned space flight to the moon. When is that going to occur?
Well, if Trump has his way, probably sometime in the next 4 years. And apparently NASA just had a major shakeup to try and get the moon project back on track. The former head of the moon program has been demoted, and they're shuffling people around here. I'm still waiting for a phone call offering me the top job at NASA. But I think that joke I made about the dressing up like monkeys has probably killed the job for me.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now open here. And again, we need to stick with what we know, and we need to stop guessing, because guessing makes things worse. And I'm also taken aback by all the violent images that some of the callers are talking about. I understand that if Epstein is reported to be dead, that we would like to see some hard proof of that. There was some doubt whether Timothy McVeigh was actually executed. Ken Lay, of course, by this time he may have died of natural causes. But yeah, the people who want Epstein silenced are desperate, and he probably has got dead man switches all over the place, so they can't just off him. So the warning has simply gone on out. You find a way to get me out of this, or I'm going to start ratting people out. Okay, so getting on over to the Mueller investigation, if you can call it that. Mueller, of course, has been pushing this Russiagate claim of sweeping and systematic Russian meddling in the 2016 elections. And it just got shot down again. A federal judge ruled that his indictment of a troll farm is not actual proof of it. Now, Mueller had accused Concord Management and Consulting, the Russian company accused of running a troll farm and sowing discord on U.S. social media in 2016, but could not establish a link between that private company and the Russian government, according to U.S. District Judge Dabney L. Friedrich. They probably were working for a private contractor here. And basically, Mueller was in breach of prosecutorial rules because an allegation is not proof. An assertion is not evidence. Mueller's report said that Concord CEO Yevgeny Prigozhin is, quote, is widely reported to have ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Well, that's hearsay evidence right there. And it's not admissible. So the federal judge has issued a significant rebuke of this core Mueller claim. And apparently there's been an attorney over at the Department of Justice who's come on out and said that, no, it didn't happen. The Russian troll farms had absolutely nothing connected with the Russian government. Now, here's what's really interesting. Judge Friedrich's ruling was issued on May 28th. Was only unsealed on the first of this month, and of course the corporate media paid no attention to it whatsoever. All right, so let's turn to the international news. There's a lot going on over there, and once again we're seeing the spin doctors at work, okay, because the United States came on out with this claim that five armed Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps boats in the Persian Gulf unsuccessfully tried to seize a British oil tanker. Now, of course, Iran has denied that. And apparently there was a close encounter between the boats where a British warship basically headed them all off. But after screaming about how, oh, Iran tried to take the tanker, Britain came out with their own report saying merely that the boats impeded the tanker, that they got in the way. Now, Britain is calling on its tankers in the Strait of Hormuz to boost their security because of the possibility that something bad might happen. And the insurance rates for Middle East oil tankers have gone up tenfold as a result of all the stress and tension. And that means that oil prices are going to go up. Gasoline prices are going to go up. Meanwhile, Iranian Minister of Culture and Social Affairs Hossein Najat has issued a warning that Iran can strike American bases in the Middle East and destroy U.S. aircraft carriers if the United States attacks Iran. And he was out there saying American bases are within the range of our missiles. Our missiles will destroy their carriers if they make a mistake. Americans are very well aware of the consequences of a military confrontation with Iran. And it might sound like idle boasting until you go back and look at those reports where apparently the U.S. military command and the Pentagon are scratching their heads and saying, we're not sure we can make this work. Now, we know right now that there are missiles out there on the world market that can kill a carrier. They're too fast. They're too maneuverable. The American defense systems can't stop them because they're built basically around an incoming sea-skimming missile that's following a straight-line path and below a certain speed. Now, John Bolton is out there still screaming about how Iran has got a nuclear weapons program. Iran's got a nuclear weapons program, which we've heard before so many times. And there's no evidence of. But it turns out that John Bolton received $165,000 from the Counter Extremism Project, which overlaps with a group called United Against Nuclear Iran. Now, according to Bolton's disclosures, the payments were consulting fees, but basically, he has been financially incentivized to scream about Iran's nuclear weapons. Yet another deception that we're hearing right now, and this is from the original antiwar.com, is all this talk about Iran is killing U.S. troops in Iraq. And that's being used to push for war. So Bolton and Pompeo are saying that Tehran is responsible for the killing of more than 600 U.S. troops during the Iraq war. And you got to go back and remember how they lied to us about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. This is just more lies. It's more lies to sell you on another war that you will pay for, that your children will get killed and crippled in. Over in Yemen, the Yemeni armed forces, using a domestically manufactured ballistic missile, the Badr F, killed dozens of Saudi mercenaries in Najran. And apparently the missile hit the designated target with great precision. And it left 45 Saudi-paid militiamen killed, tens of others injured. The death toll is expected to further rise as some of the injured are in critical condition. Now, speaking of missiles, the Russian S-400s have begun arriving in Turkey. And reportedly, they're being delivered at the eastern Anatolian city of Malatya, as well as Ankara. And Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced of the provocative transfer, which has for the past year been met with condemnation by the United States, including the threat of sanctions and blockage of F-35s to Turkey. It's basically saying deliveries of the Russian S-400 complexes to Turkey are carried out as planned. And from his past tense, it sounds to me like all of them have been delivered. Now, last Tuesday, the 9th, marked the 15th anniversary of the International Court of Justice decision that declared the Israeli separation wall in occupied Palestinian territory as illegal under international law. Now, Israel began construction of the wall in 2002 in the midst of the Second Intifada, claiming that it was a necessary security precaution against terrorism from Palestinian attackers coming from the West Bank. But the Intifada is over, and the wall is still up there. And, of course, to build the wall, there were unprecedented demolitions of Palestinian homes, massive land confiscations, and the division of dozens of Palestinian communities along the Green Line. It really caused a huge amount of grief, as it were. Benjamin Netanyahu came on out the other day and issued this statement saying that Palestinians have no connection to Palestine, that they're descended from the Philistines, and the Philistines are actually from Southern Europe, as proven by recent Israeli DNA research. And he came on out there and said that Jews have a much stronger connection to that land, which is interesting given that Netanyahu himself is descended from the Central Asian Khazars. But meanwhile, archaeologists on Twitter just kicked up a firestorm, tearing down the claims that Palestinians have no connection to their homeland. They have certainly been there for a very, very long time. I mean, this claim that they originally came from Southern Europe is going back thousands and thousands of years. And don't forget, there has been a great deal of fraud in Israeli science for political gain. Remember the Jehoash tablet, the temple pomegranate, staff ornament, various other things like that. Israel routinely will rig science to try and come up with something that they can say, see, this land belongs to us, not to you. Over in Germany, the Chinese military have deployed armored vehicles for the first time. They're in a joint drill. This is a first for the Chinese People's Liberation Army as it attempts to forge closer ties with Europe. Now, the exercise, Combined Aid 2019, is focused on preparing troops with the medical service units of the Chinese and German armed forces to respond to humanitarian crises, such as mass casualty incidents and serious disease outbreaks. So they're out there playing with their little toys. North Korea has slammed South Korea over its ongoing deployment of high-tech U.S. fighter jets, meaning the F-35, warning Thursday that it will respond by developing and testing unspecified special weapons of its own to destroy the aircraft. Heck, they don't have to do that. Just wait. They'll fall out of the sky. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Donald Trump is on TV right now. It had been announced he was going to talk about some executive action regarding the citizenship question on next year's census. But instead, he's launched into a speech about the soaring stock market, and apparently the Dow hit 27,000 today. And I always get very, very nervous when they treat the Dow like it's a sports score. You know, higher, higher, higher. Block the kick, block the kick. And so apparently he's wandered off script already on this one. Okay. The U.S. Navy and Lockheed Martin are officially introducing directed energy weapons into warfare. And apparently these are short-range defensive weapons to arm Navy ships to deal with the newer, faster missiles, maneuverable missiles. And it sounds all well and good. The problem, of course, is that both Russia and China have also deployed directed energy weapons. So it's getting to be like Star Wars out there here. All righty. This one affects us right here in Hawaii because this is about that giant floating radar platform, and it had been gone for a very, very long time, like a year, and all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, it shows up again in Pearl Harbor, and there's all kinds of scaffolding all over it, and it turns out that it's getting an upgrade. This is a $2 billion floating radar platform used to track ballistic missiles. It's returned to Hawaii for upgrades. But apparently the U.S. Missile Defense Agency is struggling to find uses for this thing as better land-based radars are built. So just think about what they're saying here. They've built this $2 billion floating radar. The land-based radars are better. So, hey, let's just pour money into this thing and see if we can get it up to par here. Because it's not their money. So here in Hawaii, it's known as the golf ball ship, thanks to its spherical radome. I call it the bubble machine because there's multiple radomes on there. But it's parked down there in Pearl Harbor right now. Okay. Getting into the economic news here, and this is definitely the truth coming out of ZeroHedge.com. 2 years later, Trump has failed to reverse America's decline. And Trump was partly voted into office by Americans who felt that the self-proclaimed greatest power on earth was actually in decline. And of course, we are, and we have been for decades. And Trump is capable of tweeting whatever he wants to tweet, but none of those tweets will stop the process of decline, nor will a trade war with a rising China or fierce oil sanctions on Iran. And basically, what's going on, the rest of the world is starting to look at America differently. They don't see us as a positive influence on the world. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This.